Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson once again, and today is October 2nd, 2014. We are in the second day of the musical event called October. And the topic for today is to give two examples of tracks which predate you. And so we got to go back quite a ways in my case. I was born in 1950, and so predating me would be the decade of the 40s and the 30s. I've got one track from each decade. When I think of the 40s, you think of big band music, and of course there was a little conflict going over in Europe at the time, which was called World War II. And I kind of combined the two thoughts in my head. I came up with the band leader Glenn Miller, who was very popular back in those days. He formed his band in 1937, and his death came in 1944. The band still performs today. They reconstituted themselves back in 1956, and they're still performing. But anyway, you probably associate mostly like music like In the Mood and Moonlight Serenade with Glenn Miller. But I picked out a different track, maybe one you haven't heard before. I like the drum solo in it. It is also has an association with the war because it's titled Bugle Call Rag. So without any further ado, here it is, Bugle Call Rag by the Glenn Miller Band. Okay, now the second track I picked out comes from the decade of the 30s, and this song was performed by an artist who was born here in Minnesota, in the city of Grand Rapids. In fact, it's only about 45 minutes from where I'm recording this right now, so that's the association there. She was born Frances Ethel Gumm. Her parents were vaudeville performers. She had a couple of sisters, and the whole family went out and performed in vaudeville. In fact, I think they even performed in Cloquet here. And later they moved out to California, and Miss Frances Ethel Gumm changed her name. She changed it to Judy Garland. And Fred Astaire, he called Judy Garland the greatest entertainer that was ever lived, you know. But she was only 16 years old when she was asked to sing a song for Clark Gable at his birthday party. And the song she sang was actually originally performed by Al Jolson in 1913. And it is You Made Me Love You. And later that song, it was rewritten, you know, for Clark Gable's birthday. And it was put into a movie, and I forgot the name of the movie. But I can still remember her writing out this letter as she sings the song, and there's a picture of Clark Gable on her desk or whatever. And so it's kind of fun because she actually talks in this track, so you can hear how young she is, 16 years old. Okay, this is Judy Garland performing You Made Me Love You.
Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh, gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. Guess you got a lot of girls that tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this letter, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be